Good morning, everybody. This is Kathy Katz over in Pittston, Pennsylvania, doing, I think, our third show into the fourth season, I believe, that I've been doing this on air. We're having a continuation of talking about chronic pain, but first I want to apologize. I'm very late, not too late, but late enough at getting my show started this morning. And I actually didn't promote it at all. So anyone that's listening and wants to jump in, because I tried to post it in quite a few places, and that's why I'm running late. Hold on, I'm just going to take a sip of coffee. I know it's hot. Good. Okay. You know, call in this morning, and I'll try to carry the show for about a half an hour. Like I said, I'm usually a lot more prepared than I am now. Let me just give you the call-in number once again, which is guest call-in area code 646-787-8475. There's links that I put down on, I don't know, my homepage and a lot of the groups that I deal with, you know, with certain things that a lot of us do deal with. I don't want to get too personal for anybody unless they want to call in and share their own story. And I'm playing with my hair. I totally forgot where I was, and I apologize. But call in. If not, I'll try to carry the show. Normally, I don't have a hard time talking. I only have 24 minutes to go, so I should be able to keep going on the chronic pain topic and so on and so forth. As you know, this has been, this month seems to be a big month for all types of awareness. You know, little kids with cancer, suicide, I think something with adoption. I know there's a lot I'm forgetting. Normally I would have this all, you know, ready, but, you know, when I was thinking of the suicide prevention, and then I was reading a lot in the groups with people that have illnesses and people especially with chronic pain, and since this is, I've crossed that bridge, or I'm still crossing it, as a lot of you know, I'm still trying to fight it. I still haven't quite wrapped my head around it. I'm trying to keep myself in the other direction. But I can totally understand or empathize with those that are in pain 24/7. It is, I see, very difficult for one morning to wake up and just feel like yourself. You know, get up, make your breakfast, make your kids breakfast, you know, kiss your husband goodbye, whether you go to work or whether you stay home. You know, I was one that stayed home. You know, I didn't do too much, maybe a little selling on eBay. You know, went up shopping a little tiny bit, you know, in the summer gardening and swimming in the winter. Just more or less, you know, hung around, you know, my city. Went in and out of the stores, you know, got in my car, went down to, I forget the name of the mall in Wilkes-Barre. I used to like hitting a lot of the thrift stores to see what, you know, I could find maybe to sell on eBay, which I learned how to do glass because I was never very good at wrapping it. And things like that, just writing, talking on the phone, you know, just the cooking and, you know, just things that I enjoy, going to the market. You know, my day wasn't stressful. I didn't have any limitations set on anything. One thing that was always pretty decent was me and my husband, his work schedule. He's a flooring installer, and we never really had any set schedule. So a lot of times I would just get dinner ready in like the mid-morning and then finish it off in the afternoon. So everything just went fine for me. cleaning my home, you know, because it was cleaned every day, animals or none. You know, it was just a breeze. You start upstairs, you work your way downstairs, and I was done in about an hour, you know, because it was maintenance. Now, suddenly, I understand what people go through. You know, one day, you know, this is all going well, and one day something just happens in one foot, and it goes up to another, you know, up to my leg, and then suddenly it goes down my other leg, and it's incredible pain, and then it just goes into my arms, and I have flare-ups, and then you start doing the run to the doctors, and you see this doctor and that doctor, and the rheumatoid arthritis, and the osteo, and podiatrist, and your regular provider, and neuros, and this, and that, and orthopedics, and oh my God, it's like putting everything into a pot and burning it because, you know, the mix of all the different diagnoses don't come out. You know, there's so many different things. And you're left with them throwing, like, medication at you, which, believe me, I understand medication, but me personally, I'd rather not take it. I'd rather just get to the bottom of the problem and, you know, fix it rather than live with it and do meds. Some of the meds to me are quite harmful on my stomach, and, you know, I feel a little like in la-la land sometimes, and, you know, a lot of, you know, now that I'm, you know, finally, you know, starting to open up, you know, regarding, you know, the things that have been wrong with my liver, and I have to be, like, extremely careful what I put down my throat that way, eating-wise. My salt, my sodium, my medication, no aspirin, no this, no that. You know, I was getting to the point where I was losing so much weight, you know, by watching the diet. And then suddenly, as a lot of you know, with chronic pain, with illness, we get into, or I do, I shouldn't speak for everybody, a little point of time where you just feel just so rotten. And so, you know, just like hopeless, like you just don't see, the end of this, you know, being, you know, any good. You just, kind of just see the worst. And that's, you know, and I'm not blaming groups that I belong to, but I guess when I read a lot and when I'm trying to become proactive, you know, in my illnesses and stuff like that, and read what I can do and read what, you know, I tend to see just like, you know, all the, I don't want to say bad, but, you know, all the stuff that people really go through, and it scares me that, you know, I'm going to go down this road myself. I just got some medical records back yesterday from when I was in the hospital, and, you know, they're not really too cool. They're just really not too cool. I wasn't expecting it. It kind of knocked me on my ass, again, emotionally. You know, I thought I was doing well, you know, or just everything had stopped going in the bad direction. Unless this is a stoppage, you know, I'm not even looking at it. Everything could have been like this, you know, once everything was caught and, you know, I stopped my eating and, you know, the smoking and the drinking and, God, it's been like, well, I can't really say the eating, you know, just the smoking and the drinking I've been really, really, really good at, you know, and the medications and the aspirins and, you know, I have my weaknesses for, you know, cake. To be honest with you, I was never really a soda drinker, so I was able to, which I do enjoy, take water and slice some oranges in it, and club sodas I like. I just don't like them flavored. I like to flavor them myself. So, you know, there's a lot of things that I got to get back on to because I feel like I'm gaining a little bit of the weight back, which is really not good for the liver, for all of you that know that. So, anyway, I have a couple issues going on, and I know a lot of other people out there, too. And I really wish, you know, especially when I see little children and, you know, going through things that I'm going through, that breaks my heart, too. And it breaks my heart to anybody in this particular world. you know, has to suffer anything, you know. And I mean that from all kinds of different things. When we suffer the loss of a loved one, or, you know, we suffer a loss of a pet, or, you know, a relationship ends, the marriage breaks up, you know. Things just change, time moves forward. You know, you're not expecting certain things to go on, and they do, and, you know, and that's part of life. And I know we're supposed to, you know, be very positive every day, but I haven't mastered that ability quite yet, because when I do wake up, I wake up in pain, and when I do go to sleep, I wake up in pain, unless I wake up and roll over and take, you know, medication, and I just don't want to. Yeah, I just don't really want to take meds, but the last couple of days I've been a little down and in bed, and, you know, I'm starting to realize now that I have to, and I'm not telling this to anybody else, because I know this is something that people with chronic pain really don't like to hear, but, you know, I have to personally get up and start, I guess, concentrating on, you know, what I have left, meaning, and it sounds like that sounds morbid, what I can still do, you know, and what I can add to, you know, my daily routine. And if I have to take medicine, you know, maybe I could just break it in half or get something a little, you know, less stronger. You know, I'm meeting with my transplant team at the end of the month, and I'm hoping, like I've been telling a lot of people, that, you know, this is just where it's going to be, and I can prevent this from getting any worse. And I know the cakes and the cookies and everything, the comfort foods, are really killing me. It's amazing, you know, when they just say, you know, the obesity that we have in the United States today could have the Mickey D's and the BK's and the KFC's and, you know, what the kids are getting in school, lunches and the soda machines and stuff like that. Very rare. You know, I know quite a few families that still do it, but it's very rare that people do sit down as a family and have a healthy dinner and so on and so forth. And I know I'm, like, going in another direction, but it's really so important. I remember one day, even after my dad passed when I was 12, that my mother didn't come home after doing 12 hours and actually, you know, cook salad, tomatoes, lettuce, dressing, cucumbers, you know, even if that was all that was in the salad, whatever she, you know, made, homemade pork chops, chicken, you know, macaroni, steak, fish, turkey neck soup. Yeah, but my mother cooked every single night, so, you know, I do too when I feel well. But I'll tell you, I learned now, when you're not feeling well, how easy it is to get into that junk convenience foods, which, you know, no one of us should be shopping in those inner aisles. So I guess when you want to start getting healthy, you know, it's very important too to start on your insides, and, you know, it'll help, I'm going to say, you know, you're emotional, because when you start to get up, and I guess for me, I'm going to start to see what I can do. You know, my favorite time of year is here. Yeah, my birthday is just a couple of days from now, and it's not really how I wanted to get into this year, you know, with not feeling well, and, you know, I have a procedure next week in the hospital, and then I have to go up and see the other one. It's just, you know, not where I wanted to be this September, but I guess it's, it happens. I don't know if it happens, so you see where I am with that. But, you know, like I was saying, you know, Halloween is here. I absolutely adore Halloween. I think it's awesome. I don't have kids, but I love doing my house just for the kids in the neighborhood. You know, I already got my lights. I've been buying a couple of things at garage sales. When we're prancing around on the weekend, I see something, I'm like, ooh, 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 stop, stop, stop. And more or less, and then, of course, Thanksgiving. And, you know, and then, of course, Christmas and New Year's. And, you know, also during this September, October, and November time, September was my birthday, or is my birthday. October was my mom, so I had my mom, and Halloween. And November was my daddy's, and we had, you know, Thanksgiving. And then we just, I don't know if I just said December, October, November. And then December was just like, you know, Christmas and family coming up and, or us going to family or whatever the case may be. You know, there was always really good Christmases in my house, a lot of good memories. And, you know, so I'm going to really just concentrate this next couple months on making this like the best holiday I could ever have, the best birthday, the best Halloween, you know, the best, and not just for myself, but for everybody else. You know, I'm starting to realize, you know, I really like to making people happy. I don't like arguing with people. It is right now, I think, very draining for me, especially when you have pain and illness. It takes away a lot of energy, and it's not worth it. You know, I've been argumentative all my life, and I don't want to go out that way, and not that I'm planning on going anywhere right now, but you know, just, I, you know, with my last test, it was just a little bit scary because it did seem like it progressed. And I'm just hoping it was like that for a while, you know, and we just didn't see it because I haven't had a scan in about a year. Of course, you know, damage is going to be done, you know, and hopefully now all the dust is settled and the damage doesn't go any further. So all I have to do now is learn to, you know, incorporate some sort of exercise and, you know, get back on that, you know, pretty limited diet. But, you know, it's not too bad. You know, it was suggested to me to try to incorporate dance, you know, flexibility. And, you know, I'm lucky I can walk up and down my stairs. But I guess I'll start. Yeah, I have a yoga mat. I have quite a couple of things. I'm waiting on a medication for my feet so I can walk. Unfortunately, the insurance companies and the doctor didn't fill everything out right. But it's supposed to be something that you can use topically. You don't have to use orally. And it's supposed to be able to help me to walk. And let's see, what else? So that, you know, just what's going on with me, and there's other things that are going on with a lot of other people that are so much worse than me. And I know that old saying that, you know, if everybody put their, you know, their cards or their problems in the middle of the table, that you would definitely grab yours back. You wouldn't want to trade. And, you know, even if you think somebody's like, man, I wish I had your problems, or the, you know, you know, they're saying the grass is greener on the other side. But when I see what other people struggle through, even if it's less than what I struggle through, you know, they may be having a harder time with it emotionally than, you know, I would have a hard time with it. And there's other people that have so much more that I have wrong with me. And their attitudes are just, like, unbelievably so positive, so upbeat, so this and so that. And then there are a lot that just really just wake up in the morning and just feel the pain and the illness and are alone or don't have support or, you know, and just have to, you know, fight through their day, and they get depressed. Some of them do get suicidal, and, you know, that's why I was bringing it back today, because I read a lot of what people write. And yeah, I also wish I had that magic wand to reach out to people and make everything better, but I don't. You know, none of us do. I think the only thing we can try to do for other people, and not even people that you know that are feeling like this. You know, you never know if somebody you're sitting next to or standing in line or, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, if you're standing in line to, you know, buy something, or you're sitting in church next to somebody, or, you know, whatever the case may be, where somebody is right next to you and you don't know them, you have no idea what that person is going, and you have no idea what that person is feeling. And we tend to, or I do, you know, when I say we, I really don't mean to speak for everybody that listens to this. I really mean just to speak to myself, but I've always had a tendency to be pretty judgmental, and then my computer just made a noise, so I'm hoping I'm still on air, and my phone just made a noise, so I don't know. Probably something through Facebook. What I was trying to say is, you know, just be kind, you know, people that you know, just, there's nothing you can really do but just be kind. And sometimes, you know, it's hard to listen to people when they're having a problem, but, you know, that's pretty much, people don't want advice. They just need someone to listen and hear them, you know. And then the people that you don't know, like, you just, like, you may look at somebody and they just may look so unhappy that it bothers you. You know, just remember, they could be having, you know, who knows what could be going on. And I think since I became, not well, I wish I had to find another word for it, or sick or not well. I got to go through my thesaurus because I really don't like the words at all. You know, it makes you sound sick. See, I lose my train of thought, which is so buggy to me. It just gets to me so bad, they call it, from my medication. And I totally can't get it back, and I'll probably get back my thought. Let's see, we're talking about in line. If somebody had a grumpy face, I think I was saying, you just don't know what they're going through. You don't know if they just lost somebody, had surgery, you know. So what I was going to say is, me going through this, I've learned to be a lot more empathetic and a lot less judgmental, and I hope that I have been. You know, and I'm trying not to let things bother me, and, you know, I'm trying to be just a lot different because it's a lot easier on me, you know, to be nice than it is to fight and to be, rather than, you know, yelling at somebody or, you know, yelling at my dog or my husband. I haven't quite mastered that yet, but, you know, it's just, It saves a lot of energy. It really does. Because when I've noticed when I'm ill, I take it a lot, you know, emotionally. I'm a very emotional person. I'm a very visual person, you know, and that's the way I operate. And obviously, at 54, I think I'm going to be in a couple of days. That's okay to forget my age. That's particularly fine to forget. But I forgot what I was going to say about turning 54. Well, I guess it doesn't matter because the show is starting to run out. I wanted to give you the call number anyway, real quick, if anybody wanted to call in and say anything. Let me just find my glasses. I thought I could really grab the show through. I'm never afraid to talk too long. Yes, we only have 4 minutes left, you say. And where is that caller number? Because I don't know that by heart, and I apologize. It's 646-787-8475. And next week's topic, I don't know. I'm going to change around a little bit. And I'm going to give you a couple updates on, you know, where you can find me. As you see, I'm DeGenarda on that Facebook, and Facebook made me change my name because everybody was able to find me by Kathy, C-A-T-H-I-E-C-A-T-S, Kathy Cass. But if you look for me anywhere else, that's pretty much where you can find me on the internet, you know, with Google and Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest and, you know, pretty much anything. You know, it's all Kathy Katz with the IE at the end. And if Facebook lets me get back to Kathy Katz, I don't know why they did that. I really don't. But what I think I'm going to do is just start a small public group on Facebook, maybe called Kathy Katz Blog Talk. I don't know. And whoever wants to join, and I'll do it with, I'll send the link over to Twitter as well. But like I said, with the holidays coming up, I really just wanted to expand a lot of topics, and I really do want to talk about things that you guys want to talk about. And I don't always want to stick on chronic pain and, you know, illnesses and everything, because I just want to get a little bit more, you know, positive. Maybe we can start talking about health and getting better and, you know, presence and family traditions and, you know, things of that nature, and take this into a whole different, whole different direction. And for those that are, you know, having problems like myself, you know, like we could talk about how we deal with them, how we get through the day, you know, what helps us, you know, so we can give that information on to other people. And you know, because sometimes a little thing that you do for yourself, you know, maybe something that somebody hasn't tried yet. And you just never know, you know, what little thing. And I want to shout out for my girlfriend, Candy Ager, on Facebook. She is starting a new page. And, oh, God, I can't think of the name of the page. Isn't that terrible? I have 90 seconds. Well, what I'm going to do is, Candy, when you listen to this, well, you're probably listening because you always listen. God, Parrot something? Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm going to put her links on my wall. She's selling some really awesome little pieces of jewelry, necklaces, earrings, and everything, and the prices are just right. And I think I hate to be the one. I have 60 seconds, but I hate to be the one to mention anything about Christmas shopping. But, you know, this would be great for little trinkets and stuff like that, and last-minute gifts and stocking stuffers. So as you can see, I'm talking a lot quicker because we're getting ready to end the show. So I'll see everybody next week, probably at 10 o'clock. This works good for me. Everybody have a great week, a terrific weekend. Peace, love, and blessings, and take care.